about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, gentlemen, due to popular demand, a gynecologist will now see you. Apparently, a professional group that certifies obstetricians and gynecologists have now loosened a restriction on them only seeing women, so many gynecologists now can see men. If the speculum fits, why not? Next, we're going to talk about I believe she was a registered nurse who tried to kill her husband by putting feces in his IV line. Yeah. For those of you having trouble sleeping, you kind of, yeah, Brazil nuts may help you go to sleep. Maybe because you're fantasizing about Rio de Janeiro, not too sure, but we'll talk about that. Then, I think one scientist says Luke Skywalker's home on Tatooine, isn't technically where it should be. It's supposed to be even farther than where it was. So many of us who are really big Star Wars fans could have been duped by where Tatooine really was. We'll talk about that. We will also talk about, the drought in California as, many now pictures and satellite pictures have been surfacing on what's happening to lakes and rivers, etc. I saw on one of the British newspapers a picture of Lake Mead and Hoover Dam, and they were showing how it's receded over the last 30 years, and it's pretty scary stuff. But as you can see with what's been happening with the big whole polar vortex and, I don't know, what are they calling it, Bombageddon, or they're calling it something, you know, with all the snow hitting the eastern board, seaboard, I think we're seeing a shift as opposed to global warming. We have a shift of all this cold air and cold weather and water on the east, whereas the west is getting drier and drier. Every time I fly over Florida, it looks like it's underwater even more than it was before. So I just think it's a shift. But again, I'm not a geologist. I know many of you think I am, but I'm not, okay? No. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is an interesting email. Gregory from Tucson, Arizona writes, Dahlia, I was just diagnosed with asthma, and my physician told me to avoid allergens such as cats. I can't stand cats, but my wife has two. She won't get rid of them. Yeah, what else is there? I know. And I take Advair, Atrovent, and Albuterol daily now for 3 years. My wife doesn't believe it's the cats, since she says I should be sensitized to them. So basically, my wife is choosing the cats over my health. What recommendations do you have? Yeah, that's tough. First of all, we have two problems. Number one, is the wife choosing the cats over you? Number two is your wife thinking she knows more than the doctor? Okay, I get that a lot. I can't tell you how many husbands come in to see me, and they, before I even finish the visit, they stop me and say, look, we have to call the wife. You know, so I'm like, oh man, really? So I groan, right? And so then I stand there, and he calls the wife, and then I have to basically go through the whole entire visit. I just did with the husband, with the wife, right? Because the wife doesn't think the husband is answering the right questions. How do you men put up with us women? That has got to be so humiliating. So now he has to stand there, right, while you hear the wife on the phone going, did he tell you about this? Did he tell you about this? And his mother. And so here I am at the end of the visit, now having to basically start over because the wife's dissertation was a completely 180-degree turn from the man's dissertation. So it stinks. I mean, I'm at the point now where whenever I see a man alone in the room, I say, just get your wife on the phone. just because I'm not going to do this twice. And, yes, you will have wives or even husbands, okay, because I've seen this in other marriages. It's very interesting. There are certain ethnicities where the husband does all the talking when the wife is in the room. It's very, very interesting of certain groups. You know, so I'll ask the wife about her menstrual period or her pain, and then he answers. Yeah, she says the cramps are pretty bad, and they feel like, and I'm like, can I ask her about her menstrual cramps? And it's okay. It's okay. So I get that. People like to speak for each other. You know, see, my husband, he doesn't, he's as far away from me and the doctor's visit at all. Probably because, you know, he's afraid that, you know, the doctor's going to say, oh, yeah, you know, do you want to take a look, you know, while we're here? He's like, no. I was getting my, my NPL, my nasopharyngolaryngoscopy. So my husband was in the room going, good, this isn't a guide visit, okay? You know, I've seen her nose, no biggie, with that orifice. And I start gagging during the exam when the doctor was feeling my tonsils, and he leaves. He just could not handle. My husband does not really handle the juicy part. He does more drier medicine where it's less juicy, like chiropractic. Chiropractic is usually dry. There's nothing really wet. And we've talked about juicy versus dry in medicine. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So where was I going? Oh, your wife. Okay. So if your wife doubts the doctor, what you need to do is bring the wife into the doctor with you. So when the doctor says, look, your husband is dying because the cats, she's got to listen to this, because wives won't listen to their husband, but they'll listen to outside sources, especially if the other doctor's a man and a handsome man. Okay, so make sure your allergist is like, you know, some rock stud looking guy. Next, all men are up against the cats, even my husband. I love the dogs. I love the cats. But when the cat wants to sleep in the middle of the bed, I will move my husband to the other side of the bed. No spooning, nothing, because the cat likes to sleep in his spot of the bed. I had posted on Facebook where animals like, you know, to be on the bed. And, you know, and right smack in the center in a nice open space is where one of the cats always wants to sleep, and where many of your cats do. And I do. I do choose the cat over my husband a lot of times, and I hate that. But, again, the cat rarely shows love. Cats are like that. They rarely show love. So if you're going to get any amount of affection or acknowledgement that you exist, you crave it. So yeah, if the cat wants to sleep there next to me and purr, I'll take it. My husband purrs all the time, so I'm good. But your wife does make a point, like most wives do, the desensitization. If your wife won't get rid of the cats, you could do desensitization allergy shots for that. And I know you hate cats. You are one hell of a good husband. Can I just say that? Thank you, Greg. Don't go away. I'm taking your calls. Call now. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful info book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know you all have extremely busy schedules, and the fact that you stop and listen to my show while you're driving or while you're at work and risking getting fired by the boss, I really, really do appreciate it, honestly. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show, and you can now catch us on iHeart. We are live on iHeart as well as the previous hour shows, so you'll be able to catch up on everything. I kind of have an exciting week. I get to be on a panel to discuss to a whole bunch of pharmaceutical reps an approach to the, launch of a new diabetic medication. This new diabetic medication looks really exciting for you guys. For those of you that have diabetes, it's called Farxiga. And this Farxiga medication, and we're going to talk about it more when we have more time on it, and when I know I'm allowed to talk about it more. But what it does is it blocks glucose reabsorption in the kidneys, so you urinate it out more. Now, if it blocks glucose reabsorption in the kidneys, you know how the blood has to go through the kidneys, and then the kidneys has to keep what it needs, and then dumps what it doesn't need. If it blocks the kidneys from just keeping more and more sugar because it thinks that you need it, then you'll have less weight gain, and you'll have less serum glucose. This is a very, very exciting class of medications we're going to be spending some time talking about in the next couple months. And, you know, I want to kind of familiarize myself a little bit more with the side effect profile as more and more people take it. But the fact that they're having me, I know. See, here's the problem with me speaking in front of a whole bunch of people. Okay, I love being the center of attention. I really do. And on some days I don't want to be, especially if I have my period and I'm bloated and stuff, but I think I'm going to be okay for Tuesday. I don't know. I'll have Justin check my calendar. But, you know, I love, you know, also being in front of a mic. So my problem is I don't shut up. And if I think a talk is going to start going boring wherever I am, I have to interject some humor. Now, mind you, I almost said no to this, because it's kind of not my style, you know? I mean, this is kind of serious, you know? We're talking about kidneys, you know? But then again, remember, kidneys, okay, right, are in the genitourinary system. I'm good. I just need to make sure, I don't prep my material, as you can see. I just need to make sure that I am going to be able to, on the fly, be able to come up with something, because there's going to be 1,000 people there. So if I can make a room like that giggle, OMG, I am going to have so much fun. So I'm pretty excited about that. And then I get to fly to Dallas, because we have a radio conference, yay, and I get to be on a panel for that, you know, giving tips on, you know, what to do if the show is going south, probably because I'm such an expert on shows going south. And so I was talking about that. Especially, you know, I really, really need to get to Dallas because, you know, Dallas Cowboys have been having, you know, a tough few seasons, and I really, really need to be there for them. But a big congratulations to Seahawks and Broncos for making it to the Super Bowl. It was a real, real exciting football month, so I'm pretty excited. Now, speaking of being excited, a lot of you men are excited that you may be able to be treated by a gynecologist. Woo-hoo. Apparently, there was a policy, I believe it was back from the 1930s, that prevented gynecologists to treat males unless it had to do with circumcising a baby. As long as the baby they were circumcising was male, that was okay, right? Okay. Treating transgender patients, etc., and helping couples with infertility. You know, a lot of men will say, well, you know, I was at this doctor's office. I'm like, but that's a gynecologist. Well, because they were counseling us on fertility. Very, very important. Because it doesn't make sense to go and do, you know, a $50,000 workup on the woman when the sperm count could be tested on the man. And so if the man needs a sperm count tested, what's been done recently, up until now, is they have to go to the regular doctor and say, hi, I need a sperm count. So I would meet men who have never gone to the doctor, come in because they wanted a sperm count. So I'd have to get my reading glasses on and get my little pointer and start counting. So that's how you do a sperm count. So anyway, but you know what? Men feel discriminated against. You know, you men put up with a lot, right? How come only us ladies get to go in and get vaginal exams? It really is. I mean, we are right now so politically correct and so progressive about everything being equal that it just seems right that you men should be able to go into a gynecologist. Now, the gynecologists really don't want to do vaginal exams on you. Why? Because it doesn't get paid by Obamacare, okay? Sorry. The reason why men, I'm sorry, try to do the straight face. Okay, look, I don't make the news. I just report it. The gynecologists want to be able to treat hormonal issues like testosterone, men for cancer, even cosmetic procedures. There's a lot of gynecologists out there now that have included cosmetic procedures into their practice. Now, that's another aside. I don't mean to go off on a tangent, but I've gotten emails from many of you asking, you know, what do? Your doctor, you're going into your doctor for regular medical, and then you're feeling like you're getting a sales pitch to do the other. And it's kind of something new that we've seen in the last decade or two, because you usually would go to the doctor just to go to the doctor, okay? And then hopefully the advice was completely unbiased, unbiased from pharmaceutical companies, unbiased by religious beliefs, all right? And then you're being told, well, maybe you should do this, maybe you should do this. And so a lot of you question the motives of the doctor, etc. Well, let me tell you something, okay? No, you don't have to question the motives of the doctor, okay? If a doctor wants you to, let's say, take a supplement, okay, realize us doctors for years have been recommending calcium, vitamin D, etc. And we've also for years been accused of being the worst business people. People always say doctors are the worst business people. All right. And well, I don't think doctors are the worst business people. I think they're stuck. They have to see people for free. They hope they get paid. It's the system. Trust me, a doctor would love to collect cash up front, but they can't. The insurance companies won't allow them to. So it's not that they're stupid. It's just they're forced to do that. All right. And then same thing, you know, we recommend supplements, but then somebody else gets the purchase of those supplements. We recommend a mammogram. Somebody else is getting the purchase of that. So, you know, we're in the habit of recommending things that we don't necessarily benefit from, which is something that people have liked, because then they know that if we're not benefiting, they're getting the most objective, you know, response. But why not? Why can't a doctor sell a brand of vitamin D that they trust? You know, I get so frustrated with people taking red rice yeast for cholesterol, because we don't know what's in what. Okay, there's no, uniformity or consistency, but we know that red rice yeast does help lower cholesterol because it acts like a statin. So if that's the case, why not a doctor do some research, find a product they're comfortable with, and have their patients on it? Because remember, a doctor will not put you on a product that he will think will hurt you, because that's going to hurt more than the couple dollars profit he may make on it. So I wouldn't panic, all right? And then if a doctor is noticing that, you know, they're going under because of Obamacare and the way health insurance pays, and they need to supplement their income doing other things, absolutely they could do cosmetic procedures. They're allowed to. So I really wouldn't question anyone's integrity. All right. We have to be a little bit more savvy. Now, I don't do mammograms in my office. I don't sell supplements in my office. The only thing I have done recently, because my husband, I don't know if many of you have seen my husband, but my husband has always had a weight problem, a cholesterol problem, a liver enzyme problem. And his brother got him on a diet through Medifast. And my husband has been of a phenomenal weight. And here I've been telling patients, okay, well, you know, go and, you know, get your gastric band, or go to Weight Watchers, go, etc., Nutrisystem, whatever. And my patients are like, well, what did Corey do? Can I do that? So I have some information in my office on that, but I don't sell anything. You know, I still don't like selling things out of my office, because I just don't. I want people to know that I'm really not gaining anything, okay? But I do want my patients to lose weight. So if I think a gastric lap band is good for them, or a gastric sleeve, or them, getting a personal trainer, I'm going to recommend that. So, okay. So anyway, gynecologists. Many gynecologists are frustrated that they get the same medical training that a family doc gets to and an internist gets to, but because, you know, they spend most of their time in certain orifices that are very unique to non-men, they can't take care of patients. Now, keep in mind, you guys may need to see a gynecologist later, because think about it, if access to medicine is that poor, and your gynecologist here has an opening, I mean, there's a lot of male gynecologists that some guys may not have a problem seeing. Just don't be shocked by this. It's a very, very interesting time. We're having a little revolution that is, it's kind of odd to call it a revolution, because I don't think we're going to be really seeing a positive outcome after this. But we're coming up on break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians Love LARPs is a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let me read you guys this email that I received last week. Joanna writes, Doctor, I'm an independent voter, but just wanted to send a note that Obamacare has actually worked for me. I logged onto the website after a few attempts and was able to purchase insurance for my husband and I for only $75 a month total. I love your show. I just want, she goes on, and yeah, see, someone loves my show. $75 a month for you and your husband. That is a phenomenal deal. Now, before some of you disbelieve that number, no, you could believe it. What I'm seeing with some of my patients is they are able to qualify for the subsidies. And the subsidies are paying for most of the insurance premiums. Now, on one end, that is flipping phenomenal. I mean, good for you guys being able to land a $75 a month health insurance for two adults. That's incredible. On the flip side, some of us are going, well, wait a second, where's that money coming from? And how do I get it? Okay? And you know, we could be honest and talk, okay? I mean, everybody tries to look unselfish and politically correct, etc., but we really need to be honest. If we can't be honest and talk straight, how are we going to fix a looming problem? I am very excited when my patients are able to qualify for insurance. I do ask them, and I want to ask Joanna, and any of you, and if any of you have qualified for subsidies, etc., or have benefited from this, I'd really love to hear, okay, what sort of deal you got, and especially the deductible. So call in if you can, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Because one of my patients, very, very similar, they were able to insure both of them for about $100 or so, but their deductible was $3,000 per person. So when you look at that, you still need to add that into the whole makeup. So, for example, $3,000 per person, now that's $6,000, plus $100 a month, $1,200. So basically, they're getting insured. Insurance will kick in for them after $7,200 a year, okay, which is still cheaper than what a lot of people have, all right? But you know, just realize, you know, your deductible could be higher than you could expect. Now, one of you had asked me if having a deductible is worse than just going bare. Should you just go bare and not put the money towards a deductible? Well, that's an easy answer, okay? If you are going to have surgery or endoscopies or biopsies, et cetera, and you think you're going to go over that, let's say, set $3,000, yeah, but don't buy the insurance November 30th when you only have a month to use it. I mean, you want to get the insurance early in the year, all right? However, when you have insurance and you have a deductible, you aren't paying cash for the whole visit. So if the doctor charges you $150, you're not paying the $150. All right. What you're paying is the insurance negotiation of that going down. So let's say a lot of insurances will write off $117.58. Patient pays a $20 copay. So you do the math. Insurance pays what, $12.42 or whatever. All right. So $12.42. See? Okay. I can do the math. All right. I've seen enough EOBs. So basically that $12.42 that the insurance paid is going towards your $3,000 deductible. So we could take a very, very long time and multiple visits to eat into it. But if you didn't have insurance and you went to the doctor and that $150 was marked down in half, you're spending $75. So you need to decide, is it cheaper to just pay as a cash patient, uninsured, and do that? And depending on how much you'll need to go and see the doctor and get done, if that would still be less than the $7,200 you're paying overall between both deductibles and the premiums, okay? So that's to answer that question. But now, going back to seeing what people are able to get, if any of you are benefiting from the subsidies, I mean, I'm happy for you. They're out there. You might as well. Okay, I mean, don't feel bad. Okay, they're there. All right, you know, I mean, if you're able to qualify for Social Security, if you're able to qualify for Medicare, listen, you put in your dues. I have no problem with that. We don't. Okay, but is there a bigger problem? Yes. All right, like for example, many of us that don't qualify for subsidies, we cannot purchase the insurance. We cannot. $900 a month is just too much. This $895 a month I was quoted with a $6,500 deductible, that is not something we can do. And it is frustrating to think that you're not going to have insurance. I mean, you know, many of us, we want good for all. And I think a lot of us could agree. I would love everybody to be healthy and everybody to have access to health care. But you get a little nervous when people who have been putting money into the system start becoming more and more vulnerable. The analogy I like to use is a boat, okay? Let's say you have a boat and there's a bunch of people on the boat in a storm, and they're worried. We're talking about a little boat. I don't know, a 12-footer, okay? All right, I don't know. All right, so you got this 15-footer, okay? 15-foot boat. And you want to save the kids. So you have 6 kids there, all right? And you have 8 adults. So they tell the adults to go to the one side of the boat so that the kids could be on higher ground and still be alive. Well, what happens if you put 8 adults at one end of the boat to save the 6 kids at the top of the boat? The boat's still going to sink. The kids may get a couple more breaths of air, but the whole ship, the whole boat will still sink. That's what's happening with healthcare. Yeah, I watch a lot of Deadliest Catch. Yeah. Yeah, that was a good analogy. Thank you. Thank you. That was a good analogy. Kind of sad, but it had to be to the point. Listen, I got to be pungent. I need to be pungent. All right. So this is the concern we have. If, and I'm not calling myself, you know, a fat-bottomed girl at the bottom of a boat. What I'm saying is if many people that have been putting money into the system can't put money into the system anymore because you basically kind of have them in a death grip financially, we are not able to help the people and the lighter kids sitting there at the top of the boat, and we want to help everybody. We want the whole boat to stay afloat. So how do you do that? I don't know. So if people out there are getting health insurance for only $75 a month, but you have many people losing their health insurance, that is not a sustainable system. Okay? Now, some people will say, well, you want to know what? It's other people's due. You know, it's their turn. So those people that always had health insurance, it's about time that they feel what it's like to be poor, not have health insurance. Now everybody else gets their due. Okay, I get that. I understand that. It must stink to never have been able to afford health insurance. I get that. Which is why, like I said, if you could get the subsidies, that's wonderful. But what kind of money is the government spending if the policy is a $900 a month policy? Where is the government getting that kind of money, and how long will they have that kind of money? So whether you think it's a good thing or bad or not, whether you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, that doesn't matter now. What matters right now is we have a system that doesn't make any financial sense. And some people are getting health insurance, all right, which is great, at very, very cheap rates. Rates I would have never possibly seen, but at the expense of the majority of people not able to get it. And if there's not enough money going into the healthcare system, this won't work. And I'm very, very frustrated. Now, the one good to all of this, whenever something bad happens, there's usually some sort of a silver lining, is you have now Democrats really freaked out about Obamacare and distancing themselves from the president. Maybe we have an opportunity where we could have some sort of bipartisan powwow where anybody who thinks this Obamacare system and anybody with any sense knows that this is not sustainable may get together and work together. All right? I mean, maybe there's a chance, right, for people to listen to those of us that said this is wrong and this is scary. So let's be positive. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. You bet I do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're talking about health care and the subsidies that some people are getting. Let's go to the phone lines at 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got JD on the line. Hey, JD, what's up?
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. How the heck are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. What's going on, buddy?
I first met you when we were on the strip at Caesar's Palace for Dr. Heck the first time he ran. I like
it. Oh, really? Good, good. I hope I didn't hit on you. Okay, Good, because you sound cute.
We had fun. Hey, listen. You know, I've heard Obama say 47 million uninsured. Now he's down to 40. I've heard people say in the 30 million uninsured. And if that's the case, how come only 2.5 million people across the country have applied for health insurance? I also heard. Let me just finish, please. I also heard more realistic people who said maybe 7 to 9 people, 7 to 9 million people were uninsured. Those were the people that knew what the hell they were talking about, because that was probably the people that were, had pre-existing conditions and what have you. But it's all over the board. They said 47 million and only 2.5 million have applied. What's going on?
Exactly. It's a bunch of baloney they've been feeding us this whole time, especially with the numbers. You know, they've been saying the numbers and the people signing on and the people seeing the website. It's all if their website isn't even running correctly, then how do they even have the numbers? And even people that had signed on before the new year, apparently the insurance companies didn't get many of their information. So they thought they signed on and they never got the information. And by the way, add me to the uninsured as of next month, because we're going to be kicked off our insurance plan, and or the rates are going to skyrocket to the point that we can't afford it. So we are having more and more people become uninsured as this unfolds. So they can add whatever million number they're up to now, 35 million, whatever, add an extra one, because it's going to be me as well as my whole family. I'm frustrated, JD, just like you.
I've heard it's up to 24 million people have lost their insurance. And now they say 2.5 million new people got their insurance. Doesn't say if they paid for their insurance. They just signed up for their insurance. You know, we have Medicare and Medicaid on the books. If they were really serious, instead of trying to grab 1/6 of the economy, they could have incorporated these people, 7, 9 million, whatever, 2 million, into Medicaid and into Medicare, which is where the majority of them are falling into anyway.
Of course. Exactly. JD, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. I know. Don't get me started. You know, the expanding Medicaid, though, the only problem with that, even though most of us kind of were okay with that aspect of the Affordable Health Care Act, the problem is when the states have to carry on that burden, with many states already suffering with their budgets and trying to balance and trying to fund, unfortunately, I don't even think we're even able to absorb all the new Medicaid recipients that we have now. But I know there's more of you on the line. Let's go back to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Judy, thank you for waiting. What's going on?
Well, I'm so sick of this Affordable Care Act, I could barf. It's affecting everybody all the way across the spectrum. It's affecting legals, it's affecting illegals, it's affecting people on Medicare. All of our co-pays have gone up with those of us on Medicare. Why in the hell is a policy for a 50-year-old has to include maternity benefits? I have yet to figure out.
Agreed.
With that, I will say goodbye.
Agreed. Thank you, Judy, for your call. Yeah, it's, don't get me started on people frustrated with the whole birth control aspect and having to cover those co-pays and that cost. You know, when we're turning socialized and we're fighting it. But this is exactly how a socialized country is, where everybody covers each other's stuff, whether they want it or not. And I think we as Americans, and I'm not saying this in a bad sense, but in an honest sense, I mean, we're spoiled. Okay? We grew up thinking that we buy what we want, what we need, and we don't buy anything that's superfluous, because money is very short. I mean, many of us had grandparents from the Depression era. Many of us might have even had parents during that time. So, you know, I think we were taught, even for those of us in the 60s, 70s, 80s, we knew that even if you do come into some money, you got to be smart and you have to wisely spend. Okay? And then all of a sudden we find out that we're paying double or triple or quadruple something that we didn't have to pay for before, and we can't control it. Okay? I always thought we could control our spending. That's very easy. You say no, you find the best deal. What's so frustrating about this is there's a product that is skyrocketing in price faster than any inflation we've ever seen, And we're all victims to this, especially the Medicare recipients, I'm finding, are the most upset because they're the ones that put in their dues for years being told, look, we got you later. Okay? When you need to retire, when you're too sick to work or you're tired or you unfortunately don't get to retain your job being of a certain age or physical ability, we have you. You put in your dues all these decades. We're here for you. And now all of a sudden you're being told you still have to come out of pocket. And we're not ready for that, all right? We never were. And it's a very frightening time. I told you guys, I had to buy an EpiPen, injectable pen for my son. A few years back, it was $50 per pen. And I'm like, damn, that's high. You know, I checked the medical supply stores all over. I'm like, $50, that's a lot. Well, with our crappy insurance that we have now, before it runs out, I decide to refill his EpiPen from the allergist, $313 on insurance. I don't even want to know what that costs without insurance. $313. I don't own anything in my house worth that much. You could ask all our friends. We don't have china. I don't have fancy jewelry. Okay? I mean, I have nothing in my house worth more than $313, and I have to buy an EpiPen for that. Why the hell did it go from $50 to $313? Now, did this Affordable Health Care Act stop that? No. It incited it. It induced it. It inflamed it. Because it said, look, we're going to pay for subsidies. So these companies charging $900 a person or $500 a person are getting the money from the government through these subsidies. The government's like, yeah, we're going to pay for it. We're going to pay for it. So, but, and the insurance companies are like, all right, well, if we don't have enough people getting the government funds, not only will we get the government money, but we'll also get the consumer money. And so many of us that can't go bare without our insurance, okay, I mean, maybe in my 20s I could go bare, and Lord knows I did. But when it comes to insurance, many of us now, we're going, wait a second, no, this can't work. There's no way I can handle a $12,000 deductible. Now, I don't know. I know a lot of you guys listen from other states, and the only numbers I've looked at have been Nevada. I haven't pretended to be from Ohio or New York and go on the website and look at those. But the ones I've seen with Nevada, some of them a $12,000 deductible. That's not insurance. That maybe is a catastrophic plan, but that's not insurance. And I know I want to get to some other stories, but for those of you who are frustrated, all I could tell you is you're not alone. We're seeing people from the other side frustrated as well. They think they're duped. I can't tell you how many people said, oh, man, I should have never voted for Obama. And, you know, I still don't think that would have even mattered. All right. You know, when you have one group of people that really, really wants to be reelected, and, I mean, remember, the Clintons wanted to do some sort of health care reform. All right? Somebody was going to do health care reform, whether it was Obama or not. So for those of you that voted for Obama, no, I don't hold any, bad feelings towards you. But I am upset that nobody listened. I told you, one of my patients walked in. This really made me mad. He said, Dahlia, I voted for Obama twice, but this Obamacare is really, really bad. Why didn't anybody warn us it would be that bad? Why didn't anybody warn you? I go, what radio station do you listen to? Well, you know, I listen to NPR. I go, what news stations do you listen to? Well, MSNBC. I go, you know, you might want to turn the dial just a little bit to the right. Just a little bit to the right. But I'm mad. That means nobody listened. Guys, we're Dr. Dahlia coming up soon. Thank you for listening. Follow us on iHeart, Twitter, and Facebook. God bless.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.